Frank Drake and others suggested an elaboration of this Morse code approach that would be visible from interstellar distances, using radio telescopes as transmitters rather than antennas, sending out a tight beam of digital information. The reasonable assumption was that any civilization advanced enough to receive the message would be able to understand binary arithmetic. So they sent, in essence, a series of dots and dashes that said 1 plus 1 equals 2, and went on from there. The idea was to establish a matrix, a rectangle of boxes that would make an understandable picture if you made some of the boxes, corresponding to 1, black, and left the others, corresponding to 0, white, like a crossword puzzle before it's filled out. For it to make sense, you had to know the dimensions of the rectangle. The easiest way to do it would be to broadcast the information one line at a time, with pauses between the lines, then a longer pause, and repeat the same thing over for verification. That does take a long time. Drake suggested that a single long string of ones and zeros would suffice, if there were some way to tell how many of them made up each line. Prime numbers were the answer. Any pair of prime numbers, multiplied together, produces a number you can't arrive at with any other pair. The number 35 can only come from 7 times 5, so a sufficiently clever alien could look at this string of ones and zeros, 10101010100011101010101010101001, and come up with a rectangle that spells the word high. Of course, a 5x7 rectangle is just as likely, but gives a seemingly random array of black and white squares, which we would hope is not insulting in the alien's language. With a large enough number of spaces, the difference between order and chaos is obvious. Drake's example was 551 characters, which made a map 29 by 19 spaces. Of course, it didn't spell out an English word. In fact, it was meant to be an incoming signal. It showed a crude drawing of an alien creature and a diagram of its solar system, along with other shapes that indicated it was carbon-based life, that it was 31 wavelengths tall, and that there were 7 billion individuals on its planet, and 3,000 colonists on the next planet in, and 11 explorers on the next one. The message Jan would send the artifact used the same technique, though it could be much more elaborate, since the receiver was inches away rather than light years. Starting with the same arithmetic and mathematics, it went beyond a stick figure plus DNA diagram to present digital representations of Einsteinian relativity, photographs of several different people, a Bach fugue, one of Hokusai's views of Fujiyama, and Vermeer's Girl with a Pearl Earring in black and white. The signal took about 15 minutes to transmit. Focusing on various parts of the artifact, they beamed it in every frequency from microwave to X-ray. They tapped it out mechanically on the thing's surface. Of course, there was no way of predicting what its response would be. Maybe it was responding in some way they couldn't detect, saying, "Shut up and give me some peace." It was reasonable, though, to expect that it would respond in a way similar to the message, light or sound in a similar binary sequence. Of course, it might just be a dumb machine, capable of moving itself out of harm's way, and nothing else. After 2 weeks of no results, Jan was discouraged. She asked Russ and Jack to meet her at the sales for dinner and strategy. The two men showed up together just as the sundown storm started. The setting sun was a dull red ball on the horizon, while sheets of rain marched sideways across the harbor. No thunder or lightning, just an incessant downpour. "Another wonderful day in paradise," she said.
"E.T. hasn't phoned home?" Jack said as he sat down.
"Got call waiting." The waiter appeared with the wine list. Jack waved it away and ordered a bottle of Bin 43.
"So, what do you think?" Russ said.
"Oh, I don't know." She refilled her coffee cup from a silver thermos flask. "I guess it's time to move on to the planetary environments phase. If it reacts to anything, I can repeat the Drake algorithm then." She sipped the coffee. "As you say, Russ, maybe it's asleep or in some dormant mode. Maybe if we reproduce its home planet's condition,